Okay, let's pick up from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Makom shenagu limkar behemadakal of the kachavim mochrin." In a place where they have the custom to sell behemadakas to Gayim, you're allowed to sell behemadakas. So, simply speaking, we'll just say the behemadakas are literally not heavy animals; they're very light animals. They are like could be sheep, maybe goats. So the Mishnah says that for behemadakas, it depends on the minute. Makom shenagu shelo limkor, in a place where they have the custom not to sell behemadakas to Gayim, ein mokrin, then you don't sell. So it's subject to minhag. But v'chol makom, however, in any place, ein mokrin lahem behemadakas, you are not allowed to sell big animals like oxen maybe, or cows maybe, agalim, calves, usiyachim, or small donkeys, shleimin, whether they're whole animals, or shvurin, or whether they are broken, whether they have broken limbs. Rabbi Yehuda actually disagrees with that last point. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabbi Yehuda permits selling an animal that has broken body parts. Uben Beseira, Matri Besos, Ben Beseira permits selling a horse. Okay, and we're going to get through Be'ezer Hashem through a number of these, the issues behind each of these cases as we go through the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. L'meimra di Isura Leika. Does that mean to say that there's no Isra? Meaning the opening line of the Mishnah was that for behemadaka depends on minig. That if the minig of the city is to sell behemadakas to Gaim, then you're allowed to sell behemadakas. If the minig is not to sell behemadakas, then you're not. So are you telling me that there's no Isra involved in this? It's just minig? Minhaguhu di ika is just that there's a minig? Yehecha de nahig Isra nahug? Hecha de nahug heter nahug? That wherever they have the custom to that it should be Isra, then that's the minig. And if the custom is for their to be mutter, then it's mutter. For many, there's a big stira on this point. If that's true, the kasha is from the opening mishnah in the second parak. The opening mishnah in the second parak says, "In my midah behemah bepundakos, you're not allowed to keep an animal, your animal, in the inns shall of the kuchavim of gaim mipnei shechashud nalarvia, because they're chashed on bestiality. We're concerned that the guy might use your animal for bestiality, which bepashas would then mean that you would be in violation of lifnei iver, because we know the guyim are not allowed to, as part of the one of the Zion mitzvahs is that guyim are not allowed to engage in bestiality, and so if you keep your animal there, you're going to result in the guy violating the Isra Revia. So what do you see though? But lemaisa, what you see is that you're not allowed to let your animal be together with a guy. You're not allowed to keep it in his inn, by his stables, wherever it is. You're not allowed to do that because we're concerned they might use it for revia. So then, how could we say in this Mishnah that you're allowed to sell an animal? You're allowed to sell behemadaka to a guy, depending if that's the minig. So says the Gemara. Amarav, Rav explains. Makom shehitiru limkor hitiru liyached. In a place where they permitted selling, they permitted allowing your animal to be alone. Makom sheasru liyached. In a place where they prohibited for your animal to be alone with the guy, they prohibited selling. Remember, just for a second, in the opening Mishnah of the second parak discusses having, basically, letting your animal be alone with a guy, letting a woman be alone with a guy, or letting a regular man be alone with a guy. What the Mishnah says is that none of those things are really okay. You're not allowed to let your animal be alone with the guy. That's the case of Mamida Behema Bepundakos, because we're nervous that the guy might use it for bestiality. We're nervous to let a woman, a Jewish woman, be alone with a guy because the guy marchashed on Arias. And we don't want a man to be alone with a guy because we're nervous about Shvichas Damen. So what Rav is saying though is that you're right. The Mishnah over there does say that you shouldn't let your animal be alone with a guy. You're not allowed to keep your animal in their inns. But the truth of the matter is that that's because that's presuming that the locale's minig is to not sell animals to guy. And so therefore, in a place where they have the prohibition to sell, they have the prohibition to do yichud, to let your animal be alone. But in our Mishnah, we can presume that in a place where it's permitted to sell an animal, it's permitted to allow your animal to be alone with the guy. So that's what Rav is saying. Amar Rav, makom shehitiru limkor hitiru liyached. In a place where they permitted selling an animal to a guy, they permitted allowing your animal to be alone with a guy. Okay, makom she'asur liyached. In a place where they prohibited your animal to be alone with a guy, asur limkor, they prohibited selling. And so that's what it means. In other words, the Mishnah over there, Mishnah Dachav Beis, is a place where they prohibited Yichud, and so they would likewise prohibit Mechira. And our Mishnah can presume a heter for Mechira, and we can likewise presume a heter for Yichud. Okay, that's how Rav explains, that's how Rav resolves the Seer, by just basically saying, there's an Akimta, he makes an Akimta, he establishes that the Mishnah later on is discussing a case where the minig is not to sell animals to Goyim, and so likewise there's the practice is that there's an Iser to be for your animal to be alone with a guy. Rav Elazar Omer, Rav Elazar disagrees with Rav, and he says, Af b'makom sh'asu li'achid, nah. Even in a place where they prohibited your animal to be alone with a guy, mutter limkar, they permitted you to sell your animal to a guy. Why? My time. What's the reason for that? Well, ovik kuchavim chasal behemto shalot ha'akir, because a guy has pity, literally, he has mercy on his animal that it should not become neutered. What does this mean? Remember, what's the concern here with selling an animal to a guy, with selling a behemoth to a guy? What's the concern with allowing your animal to be alone with a guy? Concern is that the guy is going to engage in bestiality. But the truth of the matter is, we know that when a person engages in bestiality with the animal, the animal becomes neutered. So if the guy owns the animal, he's not going to want to do that to his animal, because the animal's not going to be able to have any babies. But if it's somebody else's animal, then he's got no problem engaging in bestiality. And so therefore, that's why the Mishnah later on in Daf Chav Beis says, you shouldn't allow your animal to be alone with a guy because he is going to engage it in bestiality because he has nothing to lose. Masha'in Kain over here, when the Mishnah is discussing selling an animal to a guy, you are allowed to sell an animal to a guy because you're allowed to sell behemoth to a guy because once it's his, once he buys it from you and now it's his, he's not going to use that for bestiality because the animal is going to be neutered if he does that. And so, therefore, what's really going on in our mission, when our mission says that it's subject to minig, selling a behemoth to a guy is subject to minig, it's because really there's nothing wrong with selling an animal to a guy. It's just a chumrah that we're talking about in our Mishnah. And the question is whether we have such a chumrah, whether we have a chumrah not to sell the animal to a guy. So in a place where the chumrah is not to sell an animal, to sell behemoth to a guy, you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy. In a place where they have a custom to sell a behemoth to a guy because they don't have that chumrah, so then you're allowed to sell the animal to the guy. Says the Gemara, Af Rav Harvei. In fact, even Rav was chozer from what he said. He retracted his explanation to resolve the steer between the two Mishnais. The Amar of Tachlifa, Amar Shilov, Varavimi, Mishmei the Rav, as we know that Rav Tachlifa quoted Mishmei the Rav, Ovek Kuchavim Chasal Behemto Shalote Akir. A guy has pity on his own animal so that it does not become neutered. Okay. So that's what we said so far. Says the Gemara Vaktar. So the next part of the Mishnah was, we said in any place you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to Goyim. So says the Gemara, my taima. What's the reason you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa, a large animal, to a guy? Nihid l'raviyah lo chashinan. Granted, we have no concern for raviyah, for bestiality, because, as we just said a second ago, that once, if you're selling it to the guy, then he's... then it's going to be his, and he's not going to want to use it for bestiality. So fine. So then, what's going to be the issue then? So my time. And he did a revia lo chashinan. Granted, we're not going to be choshish for revia, and that. But mevid be malacha chashinan, doing malacha with this animal, we are choshish for. In other words, and although some have it as avid ba malacha b'shabbos is what we're choshish for. In other words, the concern is, why aren't you allowed to sell behemah gasa to a guy? Because he's going to use the animal to do malacha on Shabbos, because that's what behemah gasas are for. Behemah gasas are for doing malacha. So says Gemara, v'na'avid, let him do malacha. What's the issue with him doing malacha with his animal on Shabbos? Kivin de Zavna, once he bought it from you, kanye, he acquired it. It's his item, and there's no issue anymore. In other words, I could have understood that maybe lending him an animal, lending him your ox, is a problem, because you have a chiyuv that your animals are supposed to rest on Shabbos. You have to ensure that your animals rest. So if I lend a guy my animal on Shabbos, if I lend him an animal that he's going to be using on Shabbos, that's going to be a problem. But to sell him an animal that he's going to be using, that's his animal, what's the issue with him doing malach with his animal on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Gezeira mishum she'elo mishum zechiras. I'll tell you why you're not allowed to sell him an animal. Because you're right, selling an animal inherently involves no problem. Because even if he did malach with his animal, it's his animal, so there's no issue of shvisas behema. But we're nervous, we're going to make a gezeira. You're not allowed to sell it because you might come to lend it to him, or you might come to rent it to him. Gezeira mishum she'elo mishum zechiras. And there, if you lend an animal to a guy, or you rent an animal out to a guy, then there apparently would be a problem. Because then that's your animal that's not being allowed to rest on Shabbos because the guy's going to be using it, and that's going to be a problem because you have a chiyuv to that your animal should be resting on Shabbos, right? That's what we learn out from the pasuk lo sasuk malacha v'chol behemtecha, right? That we learn out that for Jews' animals are supposed to be resting on Shabbos. So you're right, mechira wouldn't be a problem inherently, but we don't want you to sell an animal to a guy, behemagasa to a guy, because we're nervous that you might lend it to him or you might rent it to him. Says the Gemara, wait a second. She'ila kanya v'agra kanya. What's the issue? Even if he does borrow the animal from you, or he does rent the animal from you, whose animal is it while he has it? Well, she'ila effects a bona fide kinyan. Schiras, renting, effects a bona fide kinyan. While the renter, while the guy has this animal in his possession, it's his. And therefore, there is no chiyuv of shvisas behema over here if you rent it. So how can you tell me that you're not allowed to sell him an animal because we're nervous that you might rent him an animal or lend him an animal? Well, what's the problem? Even if you did rent him an animal or lend him an animal, there's nothing wrong with him doing malacha with an animal that he rents from a Jew or an animal that he borrows from a Jew because it's his animal. There's nothing for you, the Jew, to be concerned about. So as the Gemara, Ella Amar Rami Berei, the Rav Yiva, Gezer Mishum Nizion, you're right. The Gezer that we have over here, the reason you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy is because of the concern of Nisyoni, of literally, I mean, testing. Like a nisayon, the zimnin the zavna la nihalei samach l'shkiras chama, because sometimes you might be selling him the animal close to shkia the mali shabbat of erev Shabbos, v'amrlei or v'amrlecha, and the guy will tell you tanasi nalei, let's test out the animal. I want to make sure that if you're selling me this animal and I'm going to be using it to schlep all kinds of loads, I want to make sure that it's able to. So let's test it out, and it's going to be right before shkiras chama. And the animal is going to hear you talking to the guy, and he's going to hear your voice, and he's going to go as a result of your voice. He's going to go because of him, because of you. And in fact, you're going to be happy, the owner is going to be happy, that the animal should go. Because, after all, you're trying to make a sale, and the animal needs to be tested out. And if the animal walks carrying a load on Shabbos, right, because we said that this is all going down right before Shkia, so at Shkia, the animal is carrying a load, and you caused the animal to schlep a load on Shabbos, that's the Isser of Mechamer, of leading your animal while it's loaded up. And if that's the case, that's what the concern is. V'al-Mechamer achar behemta b'Shabbos, we know that if a person violates Mechamer, if he leads an animal that has a load on Shabbos, Chayev Chatas, he's Chayev Chatas. And so therefore, that's what the issue is. In other words, we don't want you selling an animal, behemagasa, to a guy. Why? Because we're nervous that you might be sealing a deal with him right before Shabbos. And there's going to be concern that you're going to be testing out the animal. And when the guy wants to test out the animal, the animal's going to hear your voice and be schlepping the load as a result of you on Shabbos itself. In which case, you'll violate an Isser Daraisa. So in order to prevent that Isser Daraisa, we say you're not allowed to sell behemagasa to a guy, period. But what it seems like then at this point in the Gemara is that we kind of retracted from the issue of Sheila and Schiras, right? There's no, the issue is not anymore because of Sheila and Schiras, the issue is because of Nisyoni. Says the Gemara, Maskala Rav Shisha Berei Dervi'idi. Rav Shisha Berei Dervi'idi says, Is Schiras Mekanya? Is Schiras actually gonna? Remember, what was the progression of thought here? The Gemara said, why aren't you allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to a guy? So we said, oh, it's because he's going to do malach with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, okay, well, if you sold it to him, then what's the problem with him doing malach with his animal on Shabbos? The Gemara said, oh, because we're nervous that if we lie to sell an animal to a guy that he's going to use on Shabbos, maybe you're going to lend him an animal or rent him an animal that he's going to use on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, well, what's the problem with that? If he borrows it or he rents it from you, that affects a kinyan. That's a bona fide kinyan, that's his. So there is no chiv of shvisas behema on such animal because it's his. So now Rav Shisha is jumping in at that point, and he's saying, Uschiras Mekana, you're telling me for Davar Pasha that Schiras effects a Kenyan? Is that true? Vatanan, I thought we learned in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that seems to indicate otherwise. There's a Mishnah that seems to indicate that Schiras does not effect a Kenyan, that by renting something, the item does not become yours. What does the Mishnah say? Afmak Mishnah Olahaskar, this is actually a Mishnah at the very end of the first paragraph. Mishnah and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah starts on Chaf Amud Beis, goes to Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, discusses various properties that you are or are not allowed to rent or sell to Goyim. renting property in Eretz Yisrael, houses, fields, etc. So one of the things that the Mishnah says is that there are certain scenarios where you are allowed to rent them things, but says the Mishnah, Af Malkum Sha'amal Hasker, even in cases where we say that, where they said that you are allowed to rent to Gayim, Lo Lebeis Dira Amru, they did not say that you're allowed to rent the house to be used for a dira, to be used for living quarters. Because if he uses it for living quarters, he's going to bring his avodah zarah into that house. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Now, if you're telling me, if you're assuming right now that tzchiras effects a bona fide kinyan, so by the guy renting this house from you, that is his house, but then this guy, when he's bringing an avodah zarah into the house that he rented from you, he's bringing it into his own house. So why should there be an issue? Again, the Mishnah there says that there are certain scenarios where you're allowed to rent out houses to Goyim. So the Mishnah qualifies that point and says, but by the way, you should know that even though you are allowed to rent out houses to Goyim, that's only if it's not going to be used for living quarters. You have to be renting it, let's say, to be used for storage or something, because if he uses it for living quarters, then he's going to bring his avodah zarah into that. And what's the issue there? The issue is that we know that there's an issur of lo savi toy v'al besechu. You're not allowed to bring an abomination, literally an avodah zarah, into your house. And if you allow the guy, if you rent out the house to the guy to be used for living quarters, he's going to be bringing a toeva into your house. But the problem is, what is that Mishnah assuming? That Mishnah is assuming that when you rent him a house, it's considered like it's still your house, not his house. So how can you tell me then that Schiris affects a kinyan? That's not true. The Mishnah later on, Daf Chavav, seems to indicate that Schiris does not affect a kinyan, because otherwise there would be no concern of Lo Savi Toi Lo Mesecha. So Gemara says, now, Shani Ovid Avodas Kochavim Dechemirano. The rules for Avodas Kochavim are different. They're much more stringent. The Chsiv is, the Pasuk says, Lo Savi Toeva O Mesecha. You're not even allowed to let it into your house. And so therefore, even if a house has a Shaychis to you, maybe you're right. Maybe when he rents it from a Jew, it does affect a bona fide kin, but this house still has a shaychus to you. You are the landlord. And so therefore, even though on the books and halacha it's considered like his house, he has a kinyan on that house, still you're not allowed, we're concerned he's going to bring an avodah zarah into that house, and the rules are much more severe, much more stringent for avodah zarah than elsewhere. So therefore, you can't necessarily prove from that mission, that afchavalev, that tzchiras does not affect a kinyan. Okay, so now, Maskev l'Rav Yitzchak b'Rei d'Rav Mesharshia. So now Rav Yitzchak b'Rei d'Rav Mesharshia had a kasha. He said, Uschiris mikanya? Again, is Schiris kona? Because he's following up on the same point that Rav Shisha was following up on, where we concluded before that we said, how could you tell me that selling an animal to a guy is going to be a problem? Selling by Magasa to a guy is a problem because of Sheila or Schiris. Sheila affects a kinyan, and Schiris also affects a kinyan. So now he's jumping in and he's saying, is Schiris mikanya? Is that true? Schiris does affect a kinyan? But tonight I thought we learned in the Mishnah, Yisrael shesachar par mikoin. If a Jew, if a regular Yisrael, rents a cow from a kohen, so what is he allowed to feed that cow? We know that property that belongs to a kohen, we know that the kohen is allowed to feed the things that he owns, he's allowed to feed truma. But what about if a Jew is renting a cow from a kohen? Is the Yisrael allowed to feed that cow, that kohen's cow that he's renting, is he allowed to feed it truma? So it says the Mishnah, Yachilena Karshini Truma, he's allowed to feed it Karshini Truma. Karshini is maybe that could be translated as like vetch, it's animal feed. And if the animal feed is truma, the Yisrael is allowed to feed that truma Karshinim to the kohen's cow. Now this is, by the way, Rashi points out this is even if it's the Yisrael just, let's say he's a farmer, and he just produced a whole bunch of karshinim, and he has truma that's set aside to be given to a kohen. That truma that he has set aside, he's allowed to give this to the kohen's animal. So why is he allowed to do that? If a kohen shesachar par mikoin, and by the way, if a kohen rents a cow from a Yisrael, avo bishem mazonos ha'olav, even though the mazonos are on it, lo yachlana karshini truma, he's not allowed to feed it karshini truma, meaning even though, I shouldn't say it's on him, meaning the responsibility of feeding the animal is incumbent upon him, he is not allowed to feed it karshini truma. He's not allowed to feed it this truma animal feed. Now wait a second, what do you see from here then? If your assumption is correct, that tzchiris does affect the kinyan, amai lo yachlana? Why can't he feed the animal? Pardidehi. Isn't it his cow? Right? So again, if the Jew, if the Yisrael is renting a cow from a Kohen and he feeds it, and we say that he's allowed to feed it karshini truma, well, why is he allowed to do that? Because we're going to assume that whose animal is it? He's allowed to feed it karshini truma, and then the Kohen, we say in turn, is not allowed to feed karshini truma to a cow that he rented from a Jew, from a regular Yisrael. Why not? Why can't he feed a chuma? Must be that he can't feed a chuma because it's not his animal. Aye, but if you hold that tzchiris is kanya, the tzchiris does affect the kinnan, then it should be the Kohen's animal. The Kohen should be able to feed the chuma. So clearly what you see from this Mishnah that tzchiris does not affect the kinnan. So how can you tell me before that we can say that the reason you're not allowed to sell behemah gasa to a guy is that you might come to rent him an animal or lend him an animal, but you said, well, that's not possible because Sheila affects the kinyan and Skiris affects the kinyan. That's not true. From the Mishnah over here, from this Mishnah that we're quoting right now in Trumas, it's very clear that Skiris does not affect the kinyan. So it says the Gemara, Elish Maimonis, what do you see? So rather, it must be that Skiris is low kanya. Skiris does not involve a kinyan. So then wait a second, if Skiris doesn't involve a kinyan, now we're back. We can reinstate the original svar that we suggested. In other words, we can reinstate the point that why aren't you allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a guy? Because we're nervous that you might come to lend him it or rent it. And because when he's renting or when he's borrowing from you, he's gonna if he uses that on Shabbos, that's gonna be a problem because that's your animal that he's using on Shabbos. So now says the Gemara, "V'hashda amas kiris lo kanya." Now we have Gezerah Mishum Schiris, there's going to be a Gezerah because of Schiris, Gezerah Mishum She'ela, or Gezerah Mishum Nisyonet. We have all three Gezerahs at the end of the day, right? Because what Rami Barid Rav Yiva said was also true, that there's a Gezerah because of Nisyonet, that we're nervous that you're going to test out the animal shortly before Shabbos. That's also been concerned, which means that at the end of the day, when all the dust settles of back and forth of cheshbonning out these Mishnais, what emerges then from this Gemara is that why aren't you allowed to sell a Behem Magasa to a guy? Because of three potential issues. One is that we're nervous that you might lend it to him. Two, we're nervous that you might rent it to him. Three, that we're nervous that you might be selling it to him shortly before Shabbos, in which case we're nervous that you're going to test out the animal shortly before Shabbos, resulting in Mechamer and Shabbos. That's what we're saying right now. Let's do one more small piece. Rav Ada, Charles Vuni Chamra Ayada de Safsira. Rav Ada permitted selling a donkey to a guy if it's al yidei a safsira, if it's via a middleman. As long as you use a middleman to sell your item to the guy, that's fine. Why? Because now we have to consider these three issues. We have to consider the issue of Nisyoni, the issue of She'ela, and the issue of Schiris. Imishim Nisyoni, because if you're concerned about Nisyoni, but he doesn't know his voice to go because of him. In other words, if I'm using a middleman to sell my animal, even if he does sell it shortly before Shabbos, the animal's not going to go as a result of my middleman because the animal's not familiar with my middleman. And if you're concerned because of She'el and Schiris that he might come to lend or rent an animal, the behemah gasa, kiven delo didehi, well, since it doesn't belong to the middleman, lo moshe lo moger, he's not going to be lending this animal, he's not going to be renting this animal, so that's not going to be a concern. Va'od, and furthermore, mishum delo nikli beimuma, he's also not going to be interested in lending or renting out this animal that he's trying to sell to the guy, because he's nervous that if he lends it to the guy for a few hours, the guy's going to see all the deficiencies in that animal, any mum that it has, and he doesn't want the guy to discover that, so there's also no concern over there. Okay, so just to summarize very briefly, what do we do over here? We started off in the Mishnah by saying that you're not allowed to sell a behemah daka to a guy if that's the minhag of your city. But we said you are allowed to sell a behemah daka to a guy if that is the minhag of your city. Question was, is this really dependent on minhag? The Mishnah Daf Chav Beis sounds like if there's a real issue that we're nervous that the guy is going to use the animal for bestiality. So Rav tried to give it the answer, but ultimately Rav was closer from that. So we're left with Rav Elazar's answer, which is that, well, a guy is not going to be boel his own animal. He's not going to use his own animal for bestiality because it's going to become neutered. Mashenkin, your animal, if you leave your animal by the guy, he's gonna use that for bestiality. Then we went on to discuss what's the reason that selling a behemah gasa is a problem. We said it's not going to be an issue of revia because he's not going to use his animal for revia. So what is the issue? So ultimately, by the time we're done, there are three reasons why behemah gasa can't be sold
to a guy, either because of Nisyoni or because of Gzeira, of Sheila, or Schiras. Okay.